I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. We hope that you have taken time to go on the web to listen, to get the recipes and so on. But Miss Nini will remind us at the end, if you don't have a computer and you want to talk to us, we'd love to hear from you.
Exactly. Or even if you have a computer and don't want to go to our homepage at kjan.com, and if you're on Facebook, go to Miss Nini's, you can go there too, but go to Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini and our Facebook page and like it, and everything that you want to know about what we've talked about in the past is right there.
It is. Now, one of the things we've talked about in the past comes around every year, and it's coming really soon.
August 11th through the 21st. Great time in the state of Iowa. An activity and event near and dear to my heart, the Iowa State Fair. It's just a family legacy for our family to be a part of the state fair. And I think our family has had an entry of some sorts, whether it have been livestock, food, clothing, 4-H exhibits, FFA exhibits, for decades, goes back to generations.
Oh. And before, well, of course, Fred,
and his
before
dad.
That, and you were in 4-H, and not in Cass County.
Yes, right.
But that whole 4-H and as you say, FFA and so on, so it kind of gets you in that spirit. And if you don't want to enter, you still can go and appreciate all the work other people have done.
Yes, and what an educational experience. If you go visit the State Fair and look upon it as an educational experience, you will come away with knowledge that you didn't know was out there. Just by looking at the different exhibits, and it doesn't matter what building you're in, but there is so much there that is on display for you to just soak up and become a more educated person. That's one thing that I appreciate about the State Fair. It's so well run. It's very, very clean. With all the benches and rides around.
And transportation.
Yes. It's easy to go there and just enjoy yourself and sit a spell and rest and soak up a little bit of time to yourself before you move on to the next activity.
And you don't have to spend a lot of money. I'm guessing, some people in the past, I don't know about now, took all their lunch and so on with them. But after you once get in, food may be your only purchase because there's so much entertainment. There's so every building. That's all free.
Yes, yes. And you might, if you're listening and maybe don't know where the Iowa State Fair is, it's in Des Moines. It's in the southeast part of the city. It's very easy to get to, and that complex has been there for years. We are so fortunate to have the Blue Ribbon Foundation part of the State Fair, which is the fundraising arm of State Fair, and with all the money that has been raised by that group, the renovation of buildings, and all the grounds itself has just been updated and so that it's a welcome to people who come and visit there. And there are over 1 million people sometimes who visit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of kept the best of the past. You get a lot of the old-timey kinds of things like the
Ye old mill.
ye old mill. I'm thinking of the ladies' rolling pin contest. I mean, there's some really old things like that. But as you say, they also keep adding new things, keeping up to date, keeping the buildings up to date. There's always something new happening also. Mm-hmm. So you get that blend and you can kind of pick and choose. And if you're only going for one day, you really have to pick and choose.
Yes, exactly.
There's no way you see it all.
Yes, and I would really encourage, if you go, take your children. Oh, what an eye-opening experience for them. And the best thing, when you enter the gate, after you pay your admission and enter the gate, there will be FFA members there and volunteers there handing out daily programs. So it's very nice then to peruse that program and just pick out, are there activities here that are appropriate that I want my children to see? And of course, everything is appropriate for a child to see, from some angle.
Yes,
at the State Fair. It's a very family oriented event. But not only that, seeing what's on the activity list for the day, but check out what's in some of these buildings. And of course, for kids, there's Old McDonald's Farm. There's the Learning Center.
And that's a relatively new. It's probably been there longer than I think now. But you can see baby animals being born.
Exactly.
You can just But there's so many things in that building, and that's relatively new.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, of course, one of my favorite buildings is
no, on, I can't guess.
is on the west end of the fairgrounds, and that's the Denny Elwell Family Center, and it's the Family Food Center. I have spent many, many moments there, many joyful moments, and because that's where I meet up with so many of my friends with whom I'm in touch only this time of year. We are baking competitors, and with my experience in that in baking competition at the State Fair, it's been a going back to that educational aspect. That was a wonderful, wonderful way for me to learn about cooking and about baking and about presentation of products. When you serve food to your family or to company, what does it look like? And that's where I picked up so many great ideas, not only just from the exhibits that are on display in those air-conditioned cases or refrigerated cases. And remember, that food building is air-conditioned. That's wonderful. But listening to judges' comments, and you go away with a whole new BA degree, you might say.
And you can go and see food demonstrations. Mm-hmm. I mean, people as they are preparing items. And I think you have a class that you sponsor.
We do. Our family sponsors one. It's called the Homemade Angel Food Cake Division. That was it kind of near and dear to my heart because my mom made fantastic angel food cakes. So we decided to create that contest, and it's...
But they don't make those there, do they?
No, they make ahead of time.
Right.
Yep, and then bring it in. But Levon, it's not just a plain old white angel food cake. You can't believe the creativity that comes out of that, and that's what's so fun. And our daughters and I judge that, and now even our little granddaughter is helping with that just to get her involved with it, and it's so much fun. Then we also have a contest called Miss Nini's Create a Family Baking Legacy. And that is something that is made there, right on site, however, because as my daughters and granddaughter and I are judging this, a family team of an adult and a child work together in an allotted amount of time to create a dessert, a baked dessert, that is ready to go into the oven in this allotted amount of time. And of course, we're looking to see how much of this prep time is that the team has decided that the child will do, how much prep time is decided that the adult will do. And one thing that I have so enjoyed watching this and judging it is the patience that the adult has with the child. When they're working in this environment, that it's a strange environment, they have a very limited amount of space in which to work, there are many people watching them, conversation is going on all over the place, so this child and adult team have to really be focused on what they're doing in order to get the job done.
So I just want to add, there are always chairs set up, and it's in a halfway enclosed area. Mm-hmm. And so other things like that go on too, but you get to sit down and watch what's happening. Mm-hmm. And get some new ideas, and then sometimes you can hear the judges' comments, sometimes you can't hear them so much.
Yes, the loudspeaker system may not always be as top-notch as what we'd like, and of course the volume of people's voices varies too. But usually there's something to learn just even in prepare that exhibit.
So, go and visit the food build. I just call it the food building.
Yes.
Yep. Is that okay?
You betcha. And it's on the west end of the fairgrounds. It's a kind of a two-tone latte tan color building. It's very easy to find.
Not very far from the Varied Industries building, as I recall.
It would be, yeah, it would be to the west.
Yes.
Uh-huh, the Varied
Industries
building.
And so then you can go to Varied Industries. And I was just visiting with Miss Nini about the sewing little workshops that go on there. Mm-hmm. And there are other kinds of things going on there. So again, it's just incredible, all the things you can see, all the things you can actually do. Mm-hmm. When you go to the Iowa State Fair. And you probably remember that the Iowa State Fair is on the list of 100 things you should do before you die on some
yes.
list.
So I can check that off number of times.
Number of times. Yes. And you'll be there again, of course, this year.
Oh, yes.
Coming up.
Yes,
and
we
excited.
Will.
Are your grandchildren entering something?
Yes, that is on the list of things to do. Little Missy, yes, is planning to enter probably a couple different items, and this will be the first year that little Sir enters. If we can, he has the desire. Now we'll just make sure that we can follow through with that. But okay. He's five, and so there's plenty of time for that, too.
You bet. But so yes. We need to come and check that out. But in the meantime, check us out on KJN.com.
You betcha. Go to programs. Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene, and you will be able to hear this podcast again. Remember, the Iowa State Fair is August 11th through the 21st. Many different days in which to from which to select to go up and enjoy yourself of what the showcase of Iowa. Remember now, go make some fun family memories in the kitchen.